This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, and welcome into another edition of another podcast of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Today, if I sound a little bit different, it's a combination of my digital equipment is in for repairs. So next week, this time, I'll be back to sounding the same. And also, I have just a little touch of a cold picked up from my wife and daughter. But let me tell you, more importantly, what we're going to be talking about and who we're going to be talking with during this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by the senior insurance analyst at the website known as insurancequotes.com. And we're going to be talking about something very interesting. Did you know that if you have bad credit, that it can affect your insurance rates, even as bad as 200%. I was blown away by that when I read that. I had to get Laura on the program to kind of debunk, defuse, tell us the truth here on this, because that's a staggering amount, and we had to define exactly what is considered bad credit. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones, one of our regular contributors, if you log on to AutoWorldRadio.com and click on Contributors, you'll see a picture of Don, along with our other great contributors, Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau, Stephen Cole Smith from Car and Driver, and multiple racing magazines. And we also have Mark Evans, our repair expert, along with Don and Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. We can't forget about him. But Don is, of course, you hear him quite often, and we're going to be talking about some of his latest travels. This man does a whole lot of traveling. Coming up on hour number two of the program on many of these Auto World Radio affiliate stations, as well as online at GCNlive.com, Mark Williams. What a great guy he is. I worked with him at Motor Trend. At that time, he worked on Motor Trend, but more importantly, he was editor-in-chief of Truck Trend magazine, a sister publication of Motor Trend. But Mark has moved on from there, and he's now with Cars.com. And in particular, he is editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. And we're going to be talking about a gamut of things with Mark in hour number two, including the Ford Raptor, the new Silverado HD Duramax turbo diesel. We're going to talk about some upcoming products from Jeep and from Ford. Some old familiar names are coming back. And we'll also talk about Honda Ridgeline, which has been my press vehicle of the week. And Mark has driven it. We're going to go back and forth a little bit on that. If you have any questions throughout the show, and we've got much more for you, too, but let me tell you, if you've got questions anytime throughout the show, don't be a stranger. Dial us up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Once in a while, I fill in on another show, and so I get the numbers kind of messed up from time to time. Well, this number, of course, is 855-662-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. After that big build-up, let's get into the show, into the action, into the great guests, because that's what the show is about. It's about the guests, it's about information, it's about spreading automotive passion, and also talking about consumer issues. And certainly, we are all touched by auto insurance. Fortunately, my wife had an accident just this past week, and having to deal with that situation. really brought forth this opportunity to talk with Laura Adams. Laura is the senior insurance analyst at insurancequote.com, and we welcome her back to the airwaves of Auto World. How you doing, Laura? Thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully we have Laura. We may not have Laura. I don't have my usual digital doodads in front of me as I'm doing my show from a slightly different location.
Can you hear me now?
I'm good. Excellent, Laura. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Before we talk about this bad credit affecting your insurance, let's talk a little bit about your role as a senior insurance analyst at insurancequotes.com. Sounds like a fascinating profession. Tell us, what does a senior insurance analyst do?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, in a nutshell, I try to uncover what's actually interesting about insurance and bring it to light to help consumers. And for us, that means a lot of very deep data studies. We take a look at the numbers to try to quantify things like, what does credit do to our insurance? Or how much does it cost to add a teen driver to your policy? How much does it cost to make a claim? We look at a lot of the things that we know does increase rates and really quantify those on a state-by-state basis.
Very good. And for those who are not familiar with insurancequotes.com, it's a very cool website. Tell our listeners across North America about insurancequotes.com.
It's an unbiased site where you can get a lot of interesting information and resources about auto insurance, home, health, life, and business. And we provide free quotes for consumers. So if you are interested in just, you know, testing out what you've got right now, making sure you're getting the best deal, or you're looking to get a new policy that you've never had before, maybe you're looking to get into health or life or any of the verticals that you don't have, that's what we do. So it's bringing those quotes to consumers for free. The carriers pay us, so this is a free service for consumers.
That's great. That really, you know, makes it easy for the consumers to go to one specific website and be able to cross-shop the different offerings from the different insurance carriers. So I sure hope you're getting a lot of great feedback.
Yeah, so it is, I think, the best way to shop. It's 24/7, you know, whenever you need to put your information in. The forms are very simple and easy. I like it because you just have to put your information in one time, and then you can get multiple quotes back. So it's a very efficient way to shop for coverage and make a fair apples-to-apples comparison.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the factors that affect your insurance rates. Of course, you know, you expect the usual. If you've got a lot of speeding tickets or if you've had a lot of accidents, that's going to negatively affect your insurance rate. Age definitely plays a factor. I have a question about that a little later on, but this is the latest one, and I was not aware that the credit was taken into consideration. And the headline here is that if you have got bad credit, and there are a lot of people, I talked to a friend this afternoon carrying about $15,000 credit, and I know a couple carrying probably close to $80,000 combined between the two of them. Again, this economy that we're in is not exactly as robust as some people would think it is. There are an awful lot of people struggling. It seems like you're either extraordinarily rich or you're in trouble, in debt, or living off the government. The middle class really has been eroded, but that's just my personal opinion. But let's talk about bad credit. Why, number one, do the insurance companies look at bad credit? And tell us more in detail about how it can affect your policy.
Yes, so why it is a factor, we have found that there are many, many studies that show there's a relationship between poor credit and filing more claims.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We'll be right back.
reiterate and go back to the beginning here, bad credit, it can really severely affect your insurance rate. And you started to say one of the reasons is that insurance companies have found historically people with bad credit tend to file more claims. Tell us more.
That's it. So there is a statistical relationship between those consumers with poor credit and having an insurance loss. Now, we don't know why that's the case, but when insurance companies do see statistical correlations like that, they are going to use them to their advantage. And so in every state where it's legal to use credit as a rating factor, they do. And so it is used in 47 states. The only states that prohibit it are Hawaii, Massachusetts, and California. So if you're in one of the other states, you're going to have your credit factored in. And it may not be the sole factor. Certainly, as you mentioned, there are lots of factors that go into the rate we pay. Age, gender, your mileage, the make and model of your vehicle, your driving history. All of those things play a really big role. But what we're finding is that credit is playing an increasing role. We know that over 95% of U.S. insurance companies do use credit to set auto premiums. So the bottom line is that this is really going to affect what you have to pay. And in some cases, as you mentioned, it's double or triple depending on where you live. So across the nation, what we're seeing is that consumers with poor credit, when compared to consumers with excellent credit, are paying 104% more. Now, even if you've got fair credit, just sort of a median credit, you're going to pay about 28% more when compared with a consumer or compared to a consumer with excellent credit. So what that means in terms of dollars is really going to depend on where you live and what your insurance rate is to begin with. But for most people, what that means is that credit really costs you. And so it's very controversial. A lot of people say, well, you know, my credit is bad because maybe I have medical debt or things going on beyond my control. So it is a controversial topic, and it's important for consumers to know that it is a factor not only for auto insurance, but also home insurance as well.
Wow. Credit is so important these days. I mean, you can't check into a hotel unless you present a credit card. I remember I had a producer once who had some financial difficulties and didn't have one, and it was a problem that we had to get around. But nowadays you need to have the credit card to live, and it's becoming more and more of a cashless society, and people are using the phones to pay now and everything else. They're all linked to credit cards. What happens in the most severe cases, Laura? It's not that uncommon these days for people to file bankruptcy, whether it's Chapter 13 or Chapter 7. I mean, what happens to those folks if they are trying to get auto insurance because they still need to work, still need to go see the doctor, and et cetera? What happens in the most extreme cases?
So a bankruptcy will show up on your credit report, of course, and so the insurance companies are viewing your credit report, so looking at your whole credit history to evaluate you. So because that bankruptcy is there, it's definitely going to be factored in. Now, it doesn't mean that you necessarily won't get insurance or will be denied insurance, but it's just going to be that you're going to see these very high rates that we're talking about. Could be 104% on average. It could be much more depending on where you live. We see that states like Arizona, New Jersey, Nevada, we're seeing increases that are over 200% for having poor credit versus excellent credit. So, you know, it just really means you're going to pay a lot more for your coverage.
So, I mean, the lesson is here, Laura, to all of our Auto World listeners, you know, it's very important for you to maintain, you know, excellent credit, good credit, or at least fair credit, because otherwise it's going to hit you in the pocketbook when it comes to, in the wallet, it's going to hit you when it comes to insurance renewal time. But another question, since we're on talking about things that affect insurance rates. Now, years ago, no, I'm not young, but I'm not old, so I'm kind of in the middle, at least I think I am. It depends on who you talk to. But back in my day, we couldn't wait to get our license. You know, I'm 16 and a half, where I grew up in Massachusetts. You know, with a driver education, you could get a license learner's permit at 16. Without driver's education, that was bumped to 17 years of age to get a full license. Learner's permit at 16 and a half. Historically, males, of course, young teenage males, et cetera, they're paying high quotes. They're paying big rates. Their families usually are the ones that are paying the rates. If they're added to the family policy or if they're fortunate enough to have their own vehicle. But what we're seeing today, Laura, is, you know, shocking to an auto geek like myself. There are young people out there 25 years of age who are now getting their license for the very first time. Now, it is true they have grown up a little bit when it comes to just life in general, and they may not be anywhere near as reckless as they were at 18, but they don't have the experience that a normal 17, 18-year-old would already have 5 or 6 years under his or her belt. And so I would imagine that would take a factor. If you have a novice 25-year-old, what happens in a situation like that? And is that an issue that's affecting the insurance agencies and the insurance company?
Yes, age is one factor, but also the years of driving experience. As you mentioned, that also is a factor. Now, different states play into this differently. So some states really only look at age. Some states will look at age and your years of driving experience. So, you know, when I lived in the Bay Area, there were lots of folks that were coming into that area from other countries, getting their license, driving for the very first time, perhaps in middle age. And so, you know, thinking about, well, what happens there? And it is a really interesting dilemma that you could be penalized. Even if you're older and maybe you're a very safe driver, you could be penalized for the fact that you're just getting started a little later in life.
Laura, you are back on air. We've got to get you back soon. InsuranceQuotes.com is the website. We'll talk with you soon. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us. First time, we thank you so much for being here. If you're a regular listener, I thank you with all my heart. This show's been on the air in this time slot. It's 1995. Actually started 1992. We moved around a few different time slots, but we started in this exact time spot in June of 1995. And, of course, we got a great website, AutoWorldRadio.com. Check that out when you get a chance. New website, not quite done yet, but I'll harp on it once it's done. It's going to be NorthAmericanDriver.com, NorthAmericanDriver.com, where you'll be able to read lots of reviews of vehicles by yours truly. And speaking of websites, we have another gentleman joining us with a great website. He's one of our regular contributors. As I said at the top, you go to the contributors page at AutoWorldRadio.com. You can read about him. And he's a really nice guy. He's had an amazing career, and a lot he can't talk about with his career, but through it all, he's been a car guy, and he loves the older cars, and hence he decided to found a website, which is called theoldcarguys.com. The founder and CEO joins us live from St. Louis, Missouri, Don Jones. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be back. Hope you're having a good week, buddy.
And, well, thank you. Hanging in there.
Did you get that email I sent you on the Harris engine?
No, I didn't. I'm having some technical issues on this side of the fence, but I would love to talk about the Harris engine.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you over my notes on it, so you would be a little bit ahead of the game. But last time we talked about the Harris Speedster, and for the audience that missed that show a couple weeks ago, a guy named Benjamin Harris created this great car back in 1935, and it became just kind of an iconic car of the time. It had futuristic designs and whatever, and even into the 1950s, it was looked at as being something special. Ended up at a museum, and in 1964, the museum caught fire. A car was severely damaged. Car was literally taken to the back of the barn where it's dead for another years until a fellow found it and put it in his garage. And for the last almost 30 years, it's been sitting up in northern Illinois. And the person has it now is looking to put together the capital to restore it. So we kind of wasn't able to talk too much about the engine in the car, but I did a little bit of research, got permission from the owner to give a little bit of a talk about it. So that's what I was kind of intended to today.
Well, that sounds great, because this is a story we're going to be covering, you know, all throughout the months coming ahead and into 2017. Let's tell our listeners about the engine. What was under the hood of this speedster?
Well, it originally started out with a American Austin flathead four-cylinder engine. And American Austin was a car company that popped up about 1929, stayed in business for about 4 or 5 years, and went into bankruptcy and reappeared as American Bantam. And actually, the people that created the World War II Jeep. But the engine, being a four-cylinder, inline, flathead, developed only about 13 horsepower, and it was only about a little bit less than 46 cubic inches, or about 750 cc, and weighed about 148 pounds. It's almost like a suitcase. I think my duffel bags weighed more when I went overseas. But it started out with that, and then decided that it wasn't quite cutting it. And he had heard about a fellow by the name of H.M. Swindler, who owned a garage up in Dayton, Ohio. Mr. Swindler had taken two Austin engines and combined them and created a V8. And when Ben Harris looked at this, and he thought that this was probably exactly what he needed, because it allowed for the lightweight. But the engine probably weighed in a neighborhood of 300 pounds, maybe even a little bit less. And it gave him just enough horsepower to be able to do what he wanted to do with his car. What I don't know is exactly what other modifications might have been done to this custom V8 engine. Those are things I'm going to look into, and I'm going to have to probably get to some of the better libraries around the country that belong to some of the car clubs in order to dig into that. But this information I got from a 1953 issue of Road and Track, and it kind of I'm paraphrasing an interview with Mr. Harris in that. And if anybody out there can find us at Auto Puzzles and probably some other sources, I wanted to make sure that I told everybody, gave credit to the people that had done this research many years before I got involved in it. But somehow or other, Mr. Swindler had taken two of these engines, combined them into a V8. It shared a common crankshaft, and he created a special oil pan for it. And the oil pan, made out of aluminum, gave Mr. Harris an engine that wouldn't be too low and dragging the ground, nor too powerful that it would bend the drive shafts out of the car. This was a front-wheel drive car, so he had a special that would create a drive shaft to power the front wheels. My thoughts are generally is that he probably did some upgrades on the heads, increasing the compression. The original engine compression was in the neighborhood of 5 to 1, so it's incredibly low compression compared to cars nowadays.
Yeah, that certainly would have to be pumped up quite a bit to give them more performance. that's a fascinating story. I mean, just his original concept of having such a small engine, it almost like is a motorcycle-like engine. I realize this is a light roadster, but I'm for one glad that he ended up doing this V8, and certainly would have made for a much better driving experience as well as a more attractive car to the car buying public.
Yeah, I do believe it was probably one of the first engines, or maybe the first engine, to use a double cam system, two water pumps, two distributors, obviously two carburetors, one filling or feeding each bank. And I was doing a little more research, and I still think that there's parts available for the original carburetors. Obviously, it's a Sunday, and I found the manufacturer, the carburetor online, and I was looking through the catalog to see if, in fact, it might have that model of carburetor on stock yet. But he used a standard Warner three-speed transmission for power. And I would imagine he probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 35 horsepower out of it, which was, you know, still pretty low horsepower for cars of that day. I think at that time Ford might have been up to 60 horsepower. I think some other cars might have been in the 80s. Of course, you could get into the specialty cars. It gave you up to 150 horsepower, but again, they had big 400 plus cubic inch V12 engines. So this is quite a unique little engine.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like you say, very compact in its design, and fascinating the fact that there may indeed be parts still available out there. So that's going to require some digging around on.
Yeah. Are we getting ready for a commercial, Bob? I thought it was some music background.
Yeah, it sounds like I didn't hear the bumper music, but let's take a break.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
And you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out there how you're driving that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Don Jones, the CEO, founder, and president of the oldcarguys.com. He's telling us a continued story of the Harris Speedster, and in particular, we've been focusing on the engine, a very unique engine. First presented in the four-cylinder form, and later joined with an additional four-cylinder to make a V8 component. I know that there were some pictures out there, Don, of celebrities, especially from the past, behind the wheel of this vehicle. Tell us about some of the celebrities that you have seen so far.
The sponsored celebrities, you say, Bob?
Yes, some of the celebrities, yeah.
Well, there was a picture of Marilyn Monroe sitting in a car that was taken back in the 50s. I think Mr. Leno has gotten information through one of his builders about the car. And we're talking to a potential investor in Atlanta, actually two of them, and I'm really not at liberty to mention their names right now. To hopefully to back it, and there's some new celebrity faces getting involved in the car scene, and we're kind of hoping that these people will be intrigued by it and want to go after it. I know Mr. Leno has an extensive collection of cars, and I think he would probably more want to buy it outright, and the current owner doesn't particularly want to sell it. I think there's a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger with the car as well. Of course, you know, a few years ago I sold a 59 Keybird convertible that belonged to Mr. Schwarzenegger and sold to a guy down in Texas. A guy here in St. Louis had it and needed to get rid of it to make room in the garage. But, yeah, we're just kind of kicking around right now. It's something I might not have mentioned, but there were two of these engines that were created by this Mr. Swindler. Mr. Harris only bought one of them. I'm not sure where the other one went. I heard rumors a couple of years ago that it, in fact, was still in existence, and that might be, you know, in or around Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, if and when I can get some backing for what I want to do on my part of the project, which is basically the only film rights of the restoration and the research rights, we'll take a trip out there and see if we can't track it down or maybe find somebody that might have been related to Mr. Swindler. You never know what you're going to find in the back of the garage. Just some people are pack rats, and even though Grandpa might have passed away 40 or 50 years ago, the stuff still may be in a barn or a shed somewhere. So we're gonna try to run that down later. As far as Mark's Candy Engine, the American Austins, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they were in business from 29 to 34. They built about 20,000 cars, which isn't an awful lot, but there are still a few engines out there to be found. And in fact, the current owner had one sitting in his office on an engine stand. So as far as internal parts for the car, I don't think that would be the problem, with maybe the exception of the timing chain or the rods, because they use an articulating type of rod where each of two cylinders shared one journal on the crank. So the engine wasn't any longer than a regular four-cylinder engine, and just a little bit wider than a four the four cylinders in the way it was configured. So we'll have to see. And, you know, that's what makes this thing so much fun.
Very, very well said, Don. Let's talk a little bit about the museum. You may not know the answer to this question. You might have to do research. But do you know by hand the name of the museum that had the fire at which the speedster was involved
I'm not sure what the name of the museum was, but it was owned by a fellow by the name of Biggs, I think, who was a real estate person and a banker, and he came from a family with very, very deep pockets. And the museum was in Clarksville, Missouri. And Clarksville is a small town on the Mississippi River, probably about 60 miles or so north of St. Louis. It's kind of one of these little river towns that you visit to hit the antique stores and whatnot, maybe a bread and breakfast. But the museum was struck by lightning and obviously caught fire and burned. And Mr. I'm not sure if it's Biggs or Briggs, so I maybe pronounced his name wrong, so I apologize. I don't have any notes on him in front of me right now. But he lost a couple of real rare Porsches and some other cars. I don't know if he was able to push anything out, but the owner told me when he went to find this car, there was actually a melted aluminum engine sitting in the yard that they were using as a kind of a stepping stone between the garage and the house, which I found kind of unfortunate. But, it was quite a mess. And the current owner did find between 90 and 95% of all the original parts, the 50 foot of where the body of the car was. And the engine was still in the car, and it was restorable. My understanding, he has the engine out of state right now, that it has been restored, but he's trying to come up with the $15,000 to pay the guy off. And he also told me to have the rods machined for the car, ran him $1,000 a set. And that's kind of what you're up against when you're doing one of a kind.
So true. And again, it just points out my political statement a little bit earlier. It's like the rich keep getting richer, and people in the middle are the ones that are taking the biggest hit.
But yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I see it with all my friends in the neighborhood. I was talking to a police sergeant the other day. He told me that he has to work two other part-time jobs because most of his money goes either to health insurance or to the private school that his three kids are going to. So, you know, I'm kind of lucky there. My kids are growing up and been out of the house for many years.
Yeah, get out of the house pretty good. That's very true.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you're going to be sharing some of that pretty soon, buddy, aren't you?
Let's make sure and remind everybody about your website. Why don't you give that out, as well as your personal telephone number.
Right. It's theoldcarguys.com. Just go to the Google and put in The Old Car Guys, and we'll pop it up. We'll be loading a lot of new products and a lot of new businesses we found on our latest adventures. And my personal number, if you want to talk to the old guy himself, is 314-306-7507. And, we do get calls from the audience every once in a while. So if I don't pick up, I might be on the other line or elsewhere looking for car parts or whatever. But, I do answer the phone.
That's great.
Yeah, you can hold me, too, by just theoldcarguys@gmail.com. If you want to write a comment or you, in fact, know where the other engine is, that would be nice to know. Give us a holler.
Well, we'll have to find out more information as it becomes available on this Harris Speedster project itself. Absolutely fascinating, and I certainly hope that you get some sponsorship that you could do reports here on the radio as well as a television show based on it.
Yeah, definitely will. We'll be heading to Florida the first week of November. I'll probably stop in. We'll be down in Don Garlis Museum for 3 days. We've been invited down there by the Florida Mopar people. So we'll be talking Mopars with those guys. And then down to see my daughter in Fort Myers and up to Lakeland for a Carlisle event. So, hopefully we'll get together and I'll buy you dinner or something.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Yeah, we got a lead on another guy that collects pace cars. So I wanted to get a hold of him because I got a pace car up in Pennsylvania guy's looking to get rid of. So I wanted to introduce myself to this collector down in your part of town, your part of the state that is opening up a museum down there. Anyway.
Well, that's great. So, Don, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Call Don, 314-306-7507. Thank you, Don.
Hey, buddy. Tonight.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarconi, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.